And you were talking earlier about thinking about colours still, about how when you ground different types of steel, different coloured sparks would come off. Can you just talk about that, please?
Again, one of the expertise, especially in heat treatment, that you picked up was different metals produce a different spark. High-speed steel, which is what drills were made out of and machine tools were made of, when you put those on a grinding machine, it was usually a dark red spark come off of that. But if you put ordinary metal on a grinding machine, it would be a very, very light yellowy spark. So you could tell the difference between the two, whether you had high-speed steel or ordinary steel. The things like a file, the machine that was made out of, the material that was made of, that again would give a different coloured spark slightly. So you could get to know the different sparks or the different metals you were using by the sparks it was coming off.
So can you just give us a few types of metal and the colours of sparks that would have come off?
Well, high-speed steel would be like a dark red. If you used ordinary mud steel, you would get a yellowy spark come off. So main metals were that, but it was the high-speed ones, it come off with the darker sparks.
And you were saying that when you were heating the scraper, that would be different colours depending on how hot you would heat the metal.
Again, if you had metal and had it completely polished from, say, end to end, you could put one end into heat treatment or under a flame, and as it got hotter, you would see the length of the metal would change colour. One end that was in the flame would become red hot, but you would see different colours continuing along the bar itself. Not advisable to hold it too long because that heat will eventually reach you, but you could tell the different temperatures along the different length of the bar by the colour it was going, by the heat that was going into it.
And working in the heat treatment room, you would know exactly how hot you would want to get a certain type of metal.
Correct, yeah.
That's right.
And you would heat it and cool it to harden it or soften the particular metals.
As you wanted, yes. Copper is what they call copper work hardens. So if you were working with copper piping for numerous machines around the factory, the more you bent it and used it, the harder it would get. So eventually you go to the heat treatment, have it put in under a flame that would soften it, quench it in water, and you could then use it again until such times as it hardened up again.
And that would be called annealing, you said?
Annealing is softening.
And you said that you could quench the metals in different types of fluid and that would affect the speed at which they cooled. Can you just describe some of those processes for us, please?
Yeah, most of heat-treated stuff that came out of the cyanide pot, you quenched in water. Now, you always wore a mask and gloves whenever using that, because whenever you put cyanide into water, it gave off a sharp crack like a small explosion. So you could get covered with water depending on the size of the thing you were actually quenching. A lot of the things you quench in water, the other way to quench is in oil, which obviously gives a slower down type of cooling than cooling in water.
And how does that affect the metal that you've got at the end, the different speeds of cooling?
Different hardnesses in certain instances. Cyanide gave a very, made things almost glass hard, whereas other metals you want to be reasonably pliable but hard at the same time.
And so then you would use oil, say?
Probably oil, that's right.